This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that it's been a long week and can we please do something other than trade, we are going to switch gears here for a little bit. An interview not about the bottom line, really, but about how you get to that final product. Hiro Murai is a filmmaker, best known nowadays for his collaborations with Donald Glover, the multi-hyphenate actor, producer, writer, musician, also known as Childish Gambino. Murai and Glover have worked together for years, most notably on Atlanta, on FX, also the music video that dropped last month called This Is America. Hiro Murai, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is going to sound like a weird question, but where did you come from, man? Because you clearly have been working in this business for a while, but now you're like somebody.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
No, you are. Trust me.
Sure. I don't know where I came from. You know, it doesn't feel like I'm doing anything different that I've been doing for the last 10 years. It just, I think the stuff we've been working on has been breaking through a little bit more and it's a little more visible. So it's a weird feeling, you know, but I personally feel like I'm doing the same thing I was doing 10 years ago, you know.
You said we there. The we is Donald Glover.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say the we in that is Donald Glover.
And you guys clearly have some meeting of the minds.
Yeah, yeah, and it's funny because I've been asked about that a lot, our collaboration and how much we talk about what we're trying to accomplish. And the funny part is we don't really, you know,
I totally get that.
You know what I mean?
I
think we know that we click, and you know what he wants to say and how I like saying it all kind of lines up. And we don't want to ruin it by putting a label on it. You know what I mean?
That's such an interesting construction. What he wants to say and how you think about doing it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like. Every time we put a label on it, it kind of ruins it a little bit.
I was just going to say, I wonder if you thought about it too much, it would mess it up.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
What was it about working with him that made you say, yeah, I'll give this a whack?
He just swings for it. You know, like the first thing we ever did together was this 30-minute, you know, short film that was about nothing, essentially. You know, and I was used to doing... you know, music videos and promos that had a very predictable shape. You know, it was supposed to be 3 minutes long. It has the song that you're trying to push. But he just wanted to make this sort of meandering, quiet, half-hour short film. And I just never been asked to do anything like that, you know. So I immediately sort of engaged and just it was a kind of an exploratory process that I got really sucked into.
Is the idea that you can do almost anything you want now sort of a little frightening?
Maybe. I mean, you know, I think that's kind of...
So let me frame it, right? I mean, when you're doing Atlanta, the first and second seasons were completely different, and you guys clearly had some change of tone. Mm-hmm. There's This Is America, which clearly there was so much you wanted to say, and almost literally you could do anything you want, because there was so much going on in that thing. And I wonder if that's liberating, or is it more challenging?
I think it's... liberating. I mean, because, you know, you always have constraints. You know, a TV show has to be a certain length and, you know, you have expectations from the viewers. You know, you want to see the characters again or you want to, you know, see certain dynamics between the characters or certain kinds of storylines. And then you kind of figure out how to best fit what you want to say into that format. And music video is the same thing. You know, it's no matter what, it's probably going to be under 5 minutes. It's going to be music driven. And any sort of thing you want to say on top of the music is going to happen visually, you know?
So yeah, but then you get Beyonce doing almost whatever she wants, right? You get Kanye doing whatever he's doing. So there are parameters beyond which certain people can explore, and you and Childish Gambino are in that category, right?
I mean, sure. I mean, you know, I think you're right. And I think that part of the fun is finding out how elastic that box is. And, you know, test the limits of what TV shows can do or what a music video can do.
Back to that point about in the beginning about you know, being somebody now. Were you as Hiro Murai, were you ready for what Atlanta became and This Is America became?
No, not at all. You know, it's... This might sound naive, but for me, you know, for me, the important part is kind of the making process. So I'm not super result oriented, You know, I just like kind of getting lost in the process of making something. And, you know, if I'm personally engaged in it, that's what matters. So when the results sort of pop, like the video yeah. did, it's very disorienting for me.
Yeah.
And,
so,
you know,
so is doing these interviews just killing you?
You know, slowly.
when you sit and I guess you probably storyboard these things with the production crew and mm-hmm. And you think about how it's going to go. One of the things, and so true confession time, I've only seen a couple episodes of Atlanta, mm-hmm. right? I mean, obviously I've done my prep work and I've read up. And I've watched This Is America half a dozen times, maybe. Because I'm still trying to figure out what's going on in that thing.
Sure.
Which gets to this question. There is so much going on in the, and this is a very non-radio question, in mm-hmm. the depth of the frame.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really look beyond what's happening right there on the screen, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and you're nodding at me like I'm an idiot, but
no,
but,
no.
Well, it's of course you thought of that, right? Of course, that's
yeah.
kind of the way you do your thing.
Right, right. I mean, it's. I think we talk about it in the show too, in the way the show's set up. We like abstraction, and we
yeah.
like presenting things where you kind of have to lean in to really get the whole. Picture.
Okay, so do you worry about losing people? I guess that's where I was going with this question. Do you worry about stuff just flying by and people not getting it and having to watch This Is America six times?
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, we earned people's attention enough that they'll actually engage.
There you go.
You know, but yeah, I mean, that's always a risk, of course.
Yeah, you're okay with being the behind the scenes guy, being the behind the camera guy?
Are you asking, should I be in front of the
no,
camera?
Well, you know.
I'm the tinkerer, you know. I've always preferred being behind the camera.
Hiram or I, you know, I'm from Atlanta. Also, This Is America. Behind the camera, not on. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We've got a couple of videos from Hiram Murai up if you want to get better acquainted with his work, which is just so completely fascinating. They're at our website, marketplace.org.